Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Lake Effect producer and co-host Bonnie North is away from the station for a few weeks, but she is at work. Bonnie is a part of a journalism fellowship that will take her to several countries in Europe.
She arrived overseas a few days ago, and she joins us via Skype today to explain what she's up to. Hi, Bonnie. Why don't you start by explaining where you are right now and what you're doing?
I'm in Cologne, Germany, Mitch. I'm here on a two-week fellowship with the RIAS Berlin Commission, and that is a commission that was set up when reunification happened in Germany to basically give German and American journalists a chance to meet each other, learn how we do our jobs in different countries with somewhat different standards, not really journalistic standards, but mostly production standards. And so this is day three that we are talking right now. We spent the first 2 days in Brussels going to the European Commission and to NATO, which was pretty spectacular. And we are in Cologne right now because we have visited in the morning WDR, which is one of the largest public broadcasting services in Germany. And we spent the afternoon at RTL Studios, which it's part of the Bertelsmann Group. So it's there's like CNN is a sister network. This is actually a commercial network. And so we got tours of studios, mostly television here. It was radio in the morning.
Who are the kinds of people that you've had a chance to speak with?
I've met everyone from what they call presenters here, the way the Brits would call it, hosts. I've met people who run cameras. I've met people who do the production. There's very little self-production I found here, particularly on the radio side. There was a team of producers. They're writing scripts and they're getting callers. So some of it's live calling, some of it's music, some of it's pre-produced packages. And the folks who are with me are a spectrum of people who are from around the United States. Most of them are TV folks. There's a couple of us radio diehards in the mix, but they're, you know, working everywhere from CNN to, you know, Milwaukee Public Radio. And so it's a really nice mix just amongst us as well.
Now, over the course of the 2 weeks, you're not just spending time with journalists, but you're also getting briefings and learning about international affairs, right?
Yes, we are. We had the first 2 days in Belgium were mostly spent inside buildings talking to people or having people talk to us really about the EU Commission on the first day, what they do, what the mission is, the kinds of things they can and can't do, particularly in reference to the refugee crisis, as well as trade issues. I think probably the most important thing I learned there was that the European Commission can't enact or force anybody to do anything. They have a little bit of push and pull, but it's the 28 member states that decide, of course, their internal affairs, and then hopefully that match with what the EU is hoping to happen over Europe in general. So, for example, with the refugee crisis, I can't really go into a lot of detail because they briefed us off the record. But there's a lot of concern about equality and making sure that all the member states do what they're supposed to do, that everyone is supposed to take in a certain number, like 2% of whatever. You know, there's a lot of numbers that are bandied about, but not everyone, of course, is doing that. There's a lot of resistance from particularly Hungary and Poland for taking any refugees at all, and Germany gets a lot of them, and so do France takes quite a few as well. So that crisis is kind of, they won't call it a crisis anymore, but it's an ongoing issue that is taking up a lot of time. Trade, of course, is another one. And we also learned a lot about sort of the historic trading parameters and what the sanctions that President Trump has either proposed or wants to propose, what that's going to do, because they kept informing us or kept reminding us that Europe is our biggest trading partner. And so there's a lot at play there as well.
So you spend time in Brussels. We're talking with you in Cologne. Where do you go after that?
Tomorrow morning, we are on the train. By the time actually you hear this, I will be on a train to Mainz, Germany. We're taking the train down the Rhine. It's our most scenic train journey, I'm told, which will be a lot of fun. And we'll be visiting some other broadcasters there. But I wanted to go back to Cologne for just a minute. We spent the morning with WDR's Cosmo is the name of the program. It's kind of geared towards the younger listener. And here are some numbers that will make all public radio people envious. They have 55% of the listening audience in Germany, which we all, our jaws dropped. That is kind of astounding to me. And their budget overall for public broadcasting in Germany is 8 billion, that's with a B, euros. WDR, the biggest public broadcaster that has both TV and radio, gets 2 billion with a B again per year in budget.
So nice microphones.
Very, very nice microphones. Anyone who's following my Facebook feed will see that I've been taking pictures of all the Neumann microphones that are in there. But it's not just the equipment. I mean, the equipment is spectacular and, you know, really well appointed. But they have lots and lots of people doing really, really intense work. And so instead of worrying about budget cuts and that sort of thing, you know, they're increasing their staff and they're quite mobile. They try to go, even though they are a German public broadcaster, they're going to be in Rome next week, this particular show. And so they're going to spend a week down there. So they, you know, they're very nimble in a lot of ways, despite the fact that bureaucracy in Germany gets a bad rap, but they certainly seem to want to have their public broadcasting.
We'll be checking in with you in the next few days, but we'll also be hearing some of the tape that you've had a chance to collect there. And in the coming days, we're going to hear the first of these interviews. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who it's with and the kinds of things that you talked about?
This actually was recorded on Tuesday at NATO headquarters in Brussels, and we had an entire day of meetings and briefings there with various folks, and this was with Piers Cazalet, and he is the head of press and media at NATO, and therefore authorized to speak to the media. That was one of the problems we had at the EU, that everyone that briefed us was not authorized to actually give an on-the-record interview, even if it was just a recap of what we had just been briefed. And so finding somebody in Brussels to actually, because I'm not part of the typical press corps, there's a lot of layers of bureaucracy that you have to go through to be in those press briefings, and we didn't have that, of course. But Piers mostly talked about why NATO is still important, what the alliance is doing, how it's adjusting to 2018 and beyond, why it's still important for the United States and Canada to be very much a part of this alliance, you know, what they can and can't do in terms of refugees and terrorism. That was the other thing we were talking about. They call it the southern problem because for them, of course, you know, you're looking at North Africa and you're looking at the Middle East as problem places. We heard a lot about the history of NATO, why it's important, and what he thinks it's going to look like in the future.
Well, we will look forward to hearing that interview and look forward to checking in with you again a couple more times in the coming days. Bonnie, thanks.
You are very welcome, Mitch.
That's Lake Effect's Bonnie North on the line from Cologne, Germany, where she's part of a journalism fellowship through the Rias Berlin Commission. You can see photos from the road and a link to the blog she's writing on location at WUWM.com.